Hearth and Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Facebook Live, more Hearth and Talent. 2-week layoff for Christmas and New Year's Day. So it's good to be back here in the Golden Mastermind office for Facebook Live. Honored to have you on the call here, 2019, as I see that Riddick Bowe just joined us. Karen Nicholson, thank you very much. Theoni, Christine Marchese, thank you very much. Connie Reese, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's my honor to be hosting Facebook Live here, the first Facebook Live of 2019, More Heart Than Talent. This Saturday, I'll be hosting my first of several prospecting calls. 2019 is going to mark a back to basics for Jeffrey Combs and Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Although I will still spend a lot of time in addiction, recovery, transformation, quantum physics, neuroscience, I'm also going to bring back something that I do very, very well by popular demand. I've had many people ask me to bring back the prospecting clinics. Now, I'm not ready to bring back a whole clinic, but I will do a few prospecting days. And this coming Saturday, January 12th, I'll be hosting a prospecting clinic from 8 until 10 Pacific. So that would be 11 to 1 Eastern Standard Time. I'll be doing a live prospecting call, calling live leads. And the leads I'll be calling will be pre-qualified phone leads. There'll be nothing unique about them. There'll be cold call leads, and you'll get to see me, or you'll get to hear me. This will not be a video or a Zoom call, because you can't, on a video, on a conference call, I can have a room where everyone can listen in. So I'll be hosting that this Saturday. And if you're not able to be on the call, it will be recorded, and we will email it out to you. That is $99. And the link for that is goldenmastermind.com/clinic. goldenmastermind.com/clinic. That is this Saturday, 8 to 10 Pacific. That is 11 to 1 Eastern Standard Time. So I'm going to get ready to move into the inspirational portion of today's call. On January 26th, I'll be in Tarrytown, New York. So I look forward to seeing a lot of you on the East Coast. March 2nd, I'll also be in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. In February, I'll be in several places. I mean, just here's a rundown. I've already started to book the year. So I'll be in Chicago, February 2nd, Ponte Vedra, Florida, February 9th, Kansas City, Missouri, February 16th. February 23rd is Breakthroughs to Success. March 2nd is Saddlebrook, New Jersey, Spartanburg, South Carolina, March 16th. Las Vegas, Nevada, March 23rd, and March 9th, I will be in Dulles, D.C. Dulles is Virginia, Dulles Airport in Virginia. So those are some of the places that I will be speaking in the very near future. Now, as I move into the inspirational portion of today's call, and I'm just coming over a little bronchitis, so I'm here in the now, in the present. So here's what I have for you today. Avoiding shiny object syndrome, and this is releasing distractions. I coach so many people who they've got so much going on neurologically, emotionally. They've got so many business ideas. They have so many business ventures. They're a coach. They own a network marketing business. They want to be a brand partner. They have all these things they want to do, all these shiny objects. But unfortunately, I see so many people seldom monetize any of this because they spend so much time getting ready to get ready, being and staying overwhelmed. It's good intentions, poor delivery. Now, I've been under the weather a little bit for the last few days, but I have not missed a beat because I own a business. And my clients and customers depend on me. I suit up and show up. So, I mean, that's what you would have to start to cross the bridge in, is that you own a business. I own a business. I'm in free enterprise. I'm a C Corp, an S Corp, an LLC, an LLP. You're a structured business, And within that structure, you have a method, system, you have a process, you're organized, you're detailed. I mean, these are some of the skills required to be and stay an entrepreneur in free enterprise. If you're overwhelmed, if you're unorganized, undisciplined, and have shiny object syndrome, you'll just continue to get ready to get ready. Now, here's some of the content for today's call. What is shiny object syndrome? I mean, it's the sexiness of something that hasn't happened. It's the intoxication. It's MMO, might miss out, FMO, fear of missing out. And unfortunately, that's what many people do. They emotionally intoxicate themselves with the possibility of the future. They talk big talk. I hear so many people say to me they're going to have a six-figure year, and I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? You have no momentum. You don't have any momentum from last year getting ready to get ready. And all of a sudden, you're going to waltz into 2019 with no momentum. I mean, to have a six-figure year, you have to average $8,333 in a calendar month. That's every month average. So if you're not bringing that into 2019, then you're behind the eight ball. That means that somewhere in the year, you would have to be able to create the compounded effect. Why do you get ready to get ready? Why do you have shiny object syndrome and then avoid building the business? Because of the anxiety of the outcome that has not happened. This is what so many people do. Specifically, most of society avoids selling, branding, marketing, prospecting, closing sales, creating transactions because of the perceiving of an outcome that has not happened. The shiny object syndrome. I mean, why do so many people have that? It's the romance. It's quite frankly the romance. It's so easy to romance walking across the stage. It's so easy to romance the trips. I mean, that's the value of a vision. That's the value of clarity. But you also must be willing to master the simple emotional discipline. That means your ass is in the chair, like right here. This is a chair. This is not my main desk. This is where I do a lot of my lives. My main desk is one floor downstairs, and I have sat in that office for 21 years. I've created over $48 million sitting in that chair. I mean, I travel some also, but a large percent of the time, I've sat in that chair at my desk, coach my clients, produce results, close sales, qualified people for my time. I mean, that's not shiny object syndrome. That's the methodical process. There's two situations. There's the methodical process and shiny object syndrome. Now, many people avoid the methodical process because they perceive it to be painful. It's not glamorous. It's not sexy. It is. The shiny objects that you seek to purchase, the Louis Vuitton purses, the Jimmy Choo shoes, the Louboutin shoes, the Valentino shoes if you're a woman, the Chanel purses, the $5,000 purses that you seek to purchase, the Mercedes, the Rolex watches, the trips you want to take, those are all possible. Or if you want to have random acts of kindness, you want to have, you're a philanthropist, any of these situations that you perceive to be shiny, sexy, and they give you that instant gratification feel, you're entitled to earn all that, but that's not going to happen without the discipline. Now, if you're not prepared to, I don't even like to use the term pay the price, but if you're not willing to do the simple discipline, that's what you do daily. And if you're not willing to do what's required daily, then you're just taking a waltz. You're just taking a walk because, yo, chief, it ain't going to happen. I mean, it's just not going to happen. If you're not willing to go to the gym and put the exercise in, I mean, if you're not willing to go to yoga class, hire a personal trainer, if you're not willing to put the time in at the gym, if you're not willing, I mean, you're not going to be in shape, and that's what so many people do. And if you're not willing to let go of your anxiety about the outcome, then you'll just keep getting ready to get ready. Now, prospecting for many people is very painful. So they avoid it, but then they romance the shiny objects of what's going to happen someday, somehow, some way. Right, Bruce? Bruce Corkill's on here. Lorraine's on here. Elvira's here with me today. Thank you. Very good. Roger Hughes. So Roger and I discussed this yesterday, shiny object syndrome, why so many people are emotionally intoxicated. Now, about 2 miles from here, if you ever want to come visit me, I have my own museum. I have an old Chris Craft. I have 8 cars. I mean, they're very shiny. They're beautiful. I mean, they're fully restored. I have a 62 Corvette, 66 Mustang, 73 BMW, 87 Mercedes, 1973 TR6, beautiful British Leyland car. I mean, I have several cars 57 Chris Craft boat. I mean, they're very shiny. It's my own personal museum, but I created all that by sitting in an office in my home, creating results. And it wasn't boring and it wasn't difficult. It was methodical. It was systematic. It's the details required to be and stay successful. Whatever your vocation is, it's going to be your responsibility to master, number one, your emotions. Number two, the skills of the vocation. Number three, how do you create the leverage? How do you create the leads? I mean, these all start to come together. That's what will create the compounded effect. Anyone can do it. Now, I had the distinct privilege of coaching a woman named Jennifer Corliss Trinkner. I had the privilege of having Jennifer hire me in 2011. She came to one of my events in Atlanta, Georgia, November 2011. She's a very, very attractive woman who nothing stood out about her. My first call, the first time I met her. I mean, she's been a former pageant queen. She's a fitness competitor, very beautiful woman. But there was nothing that just said, wow, this woman's going to be a millionaire one day. Well, after 4 years of coaching, I watched her completely reinvent herself, where she's one of the top income earners in all of network marketing and direct sales. 8 years later, this could be your story. She did it. I did it myself. I did it in 1996. I went from $100,000 in credit card debt to having my first six-figure month, seven-figure year. All of you could do this if you would master your emotions. Now, what does that actually mean? Mastering your emotions means you let go of your anxiety about outcomes that are unresolved. If you live in an overwhelmed state, if you're unorganized and undisciplined, then you'll recreate the same situation over and over to fulfill the feelings that you're emotionally addicted to, and then you'll continue to avoid the process. And you'll romance the outcome that typically never happens, because you don't have the emotional discipline to sit there right in the box and do the production. I coached 14 hours yesterday, which is an average day. I did three 20-minute coaching calls. No one bought from me. All three of my calls were people who were going to get back to me at some point. Yes, I've heard that a few million times. But I still closed several sales from other areas. So, I mean, this is what you understand. Business must go on. There must be commerce that you create over and over and over. There's this misnomer that business is a numbers game. It's not. There's skills in the law of average. New does not mean better. I mean, what does that actually mean? It means if something's brand new, that doesn't mean it's better than what's out there. I mean, you have to evaluate what that means. What new means is there's possibilities that this is a new venture, this is a new shiny object, or whatever this is, but it's not always better. I see people bounce from venture to venture, company to company, and they'll say, well, this company doesn't serve me, and so I'm going to go over and do it in this company. Well, sometimes that's good, but usually what many people do is run away from their problems because they run to the next shiny object. Well, you didn't succeed in the last business because of your habits. You're not going to succeed in the next business because of your habits. You're just going to bring your bad habits with you. At some point, you have to be able to address why you avoid succeeding. And what many people do is they avoid failing, but by avoiding failing, they're virtually avoiding succeeding. Now, I see Travana Rapp just joined me today, Derek Johnson. Susan Reynolds is a long-term friend and client. Don, good to see you. Don from Florida. Don Bukaj. So the whole shiny object syndrome, it's imperative that you let go of your feelings about what that means. I mean, success is not difficult. It's a process. And when you let go of the degree of difficulty of it, then you can relax into the process of it. But if you're chronically overwhelmed, if you're chronically avoiding succeeding, then you'll attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill those feelings. Now, as you sit back and go, just evaluate the whole picture. As you sit back and say, I can be that man. I am that woman. As you're able to do that here early in 2019, and you know that you're not going to repeat last year, if you're committed to doubling your income, then you have to double down on your energy. You want to be able to raise your consciousness while separating your feelings from events that create your anxiety, fear, and doubt. And this is not how do I do this. This is a skill. There's a skill in letting go. Letting go is your ability. That's you, me, I, my ability to separate my feelings from events so that you're not a mind-body connection to events that shape your feelings. It means you don't attract your reality the same situation over and over. Now, when it comes to the good life, you unequivocally deserve to live a good life. And that will be earned not by your sweat, not by your labor, but by your creativity and your innovation, your ability to adapt and adjust, your ability to create leads, your ability to close sales, your ability to create a culture, your ability to articulate your feelings, your ability to write content, copy, your ability to attract your reality, people and situations that foster your meaning, cause, and purpose. When you become purpose-driven, that means that there's a purpose. There's an undertow. It's like this. There's an undertow that begins to happen when you're purpose-driven. Now, I'm a man on a mission. I'm in a process. I'm in a new relationship. I'm reinventing myself in many ways. I'm coming out with new products, services, benefits, and features. I wrote a brand new book called The Breakthrough Factor. It's available on Amazon right now. I'll have my own personal copies that I'll be selling immediately. I'll have it on my website. I mean, a lot has happened to me in the last year. My book, interview that I did on TV and Fox in Fort Myers, Florida, is airing this week. There's a lot happening for me. I'm 84,000 miles away from being a platinum with United. That means I'll have flown 2 million miles. I mean, there's a lot in my world that's really improving. I am constantly elevating my consciousness that you can do this too. I mean, it's as simple. The metaphor is like this. You elevate your energy like this. Take a deep breath. And you let go of shiny object syndrome. Me personally, I love shiny objects. I love bling. I love belts, boots, jackets, hats, fashion, cars. I mean, I love the good life. I love to dine out. I love Beverly Hills. I love California. I love Manhattan, New York. I mean, I love mafia restaurants in New Jersey, Philadelphia. I mean, I freaking love to go out. I mean, I love it. I love to go out with my clients. I mean, I'm a shiny object person. It's not that you do away with shiny objects, but you earn them. Now, to earn them, and once again, if you like bling, if that's the shiny object you seek, then you definitely have business ventures that you can create the outcome. Real estate, mortgages, intellectual property. I mean, you can come up with inventions. You can be an arbitrage marketer. You can be a network marketer, direct salesperson. I mean, you can create your own intellectual properties. Any multitude of reasons, any multitude of situations that you can create the outcome. But you're required to really relax into it. And there's dedicated blocks of time to honing that craft, to honing that skill. And if you're going to own a business, that's your business. It's going to own you. You have to take ownership of that business. It's what you do. It's mine. I mean, you got to really own that. You got to take ownership of it because that business is what's going to fulfill your livelihood. I mean, I really crossed that bridge back in 1995 and 1996. I was $100,000 in credit card debt. But when I was finishing 1996, I told myself, I am never going to be here again. That was in December of 96. In 97, I had a multiple six-figure year. That could be your story right here. And what I did is I eliminated going to the gym. I didn't give up exercise, but I stopped going to the gym. I gave up my ski pass at Kirkwood. I'm sitting right here in my upstairs office. Kirkwood is Lake Tahoe. It's like right over there, baby, about an hour and 45 minutes, 13,000 vertical in a place called The Wall. I gave it up. I gave up a lot that year so I could devote my energy to changing my life. Would you be willing to do that? So shiny object syndrome, if you're willing to let go of shiny object syndrome, but if you want to purchase shiny objects, then it's going to be your responsibility to understand there's a method, a system, a routine, there's structure, there's order, there's discipline, and there's organization. And you require some of those to come together so that you can create the compounded effect. What does that actually mean? It means that you're focused on what's going to bring you the greatest return on your energy? What's going to bring me the greatest return on my effort? What's going to bring me instant gratification? What's going to bring me results? Well, you have to decide what that is in whatever business that you are in. And I see TC Bradley is on the Facebook Live today. TC and I go way back to 1996. TC is actually the gentleman who enrolled me in the network marketing company that I became a seven-figure income earner. He's also the man who just recently took my book to bestseller down. I went and spent time with him in Florida and did an interview on Fox 4 with him in Fort Myers, Florida. And he took me to bestseller on the Amazon list in two different categories. I mean, that's how TC and I go back. TC was an excellent prospector. TC was a very skilled closer. That's something that you want to be able to start telling yourself, I'm a closer. But as a closer, you're also a finisher. It means you start, you finish. What many people do is they start and they get shiny object syndrome over there. They see something that's shiny over there, and then they're all of a sudden they're over there. But the shiny objects that you want to purchase are right there. And it requires you to be disciplined. You master your emotions. You master the skills of the vocation. So what does that actually mean? It means that your self-talk changes. I was coaching a woman today. She was telling me how hard it's going to be. And I would go, it's new. It's hard. It's new. It's hard. It's new. It's hard. It's new. It's new. No, it's hard. You don't understand. I do understand. It's new. But when you keep telling yourself how hard it is, then you're in a place called force. And that force has to have a counter force. You're going to find some opposition or someone to get in the ring with, or you're going to find some way to avoid creating the outcome that you require. As you begin to separate your feelings from events, that's what letting go is. Letting go is a skill, my ability to separate my feelings from the events that shape them. When you're able to do that, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings. So when you are you and you are free, what it means is you're able to separate your feelings from unresolved issues that where your body runs your brain. This is what happens to so many good people. They have a good intention and a poor delivery. They start here and they end up over here because of the anxiety they have about what hasn't happened. When you start to let go of your story and you start to neutralize your feelings about unresolved issues, then you don't have the same story. That's what raises your energy. Your energy is elevated by letting go of anxiety, fear, and doubt. It's not a how do I, it's an I am state. I am separating my feelings from the events that shape them. And you also have to let go of your distractions. This is what so many people do. They take on so many obligations. They overwhelm themselves. They're going to throw things in their suitcase for the trip. They pull it off at the last minute. They intoxicate themselves with this neurochemical high to pull things off the last minute because they're not structured, detailed, systematic, and organized. They live in an overwhelmed state. And that's part of the whole shiny object syndrome, is how many, so many people do, is they get so overwhelmed with all these possibilities, and I'm going to be a millionaire in three different business ventures. And I was listening to a woman just recently tell me, oh my God, I'm going to get this client, and I'm going to have a $500,000 year. And we go, maybe you want to have a $50,000 year first. That first $50,000, oh no, $50,000. 500. Well, great, but let's reality. You know, I mean, I'm a dreamer, but I'm also a realist. And so if you're committed and you're serious, you want to have clearly defined short-term goals that you are accountable for and that you can create in a systematic approach. You should have a 90-day game plan. I mean, simple, a one-day game plan, a one-week plan, a 30-day, and a 90-day. Don't get too far ahead of yourself. April 1st is 90 days from the 1st. April 1st. You should have a daily method that you operate in. You do the same thing over and over and over at the same time, the same space, same place, and it's not boring. You become a man or a woman of routines when it comes to free enterprise and entrepreneurship. You have to develop the skills, habits, and mindset of that vocation. If you don't, then you'll just be winging it. And unfortunately, that's what many people do. They wing it with shiny object syndrome. I personally am really looking forward to 2019. It's going to be a game-changing year for me. A lot's happening in my life in 2000, at the end of 2019. Some of those significant situations in my life happened at the very end of 2018. I'm bringing that into 2019. I really look forward to connecting with you. I'll be in Tarrytown, New York, and I'll be in Saddlebrook, New Jersey on January 26th and March 2nd. Now, Diane Hunt Hughes is hosting the Diane Hughes Hunt is hosting the event in Saddlebrook in March. So it'd be really good to connect with Diane again. Diane's hosted many events for me in New Jersey. So I'm really looking forward to seeing many of you this year, some for the first time. Many have seen you many, many, many times. As a collective consciousness, I ask all of you to consider that we as spiritual beings are really starting to create differences for people. I mean, many of you are breaking through. You're starting to become the leader that people are looking for. You're starting to mentor people. Your content's improving. I've watched Bridget Bartley really take her game to the next level. Brittany Cara, coached her for many years. I watched her break through. Rebecca Caffiero, I'm so proud of what she's doing with her business brand camp. Jennifer Corliss Trinkner, oh my God, she is crushing it. Jeff and Debbie Beebe in Southern California. Corey Sheens, rock star internet marketer. Two brothers I coached once upon a time, Kevin and Darren Blue. They have the top country website in the world, countryrebel.com. I mean, I have had the privilege of coaching some really, really exceptional people in my time frame. I see Diane is on. Diane, how are you? Good to see you. Really looking forward to spending some quality time with you. 2019 is a year of significance. It's your breakthrough year. I have had the years that I pray that many of you get to experience the life I've been able to live by being an entrepreneur. I've been able to travel the world. There's Sean Cook. I used to coach Sean years ago. Good to see you, Sean. I've been able to travel the world, two tours in Australia, spoke in Taipei once, spoke in London. I've spoken in Panama, not Panama City, Florida, Panama, the country, twice. I've spoken in Mexico on numerous occasions, every city in the United States. I'm in Billings, Montana this year. I've spoken in Montana, which was a dream to me. I've spoken in Montana four times. I mean, the good life. This is your year, baby. This is it. I mean, this is it, baby. I mean, this is it. This is about you. This is really about you this year. Let go. Separate your feelings from the events. Let go of your anxiety. Really be and stay in that place of esteem, self-esteem, and power. Now, if you're watching this for perhaps one of the first times, I offer a free 20-minute coaching call, and I've conducted thousands of them. I've coached over 60,000 hours one-on-one, 12,000 clients one-on-one. If you're seeking a free 20-minute call, go into Facebook and Messenger, leave your phone number and what you'd like me to assist you with, and I'll get back to you immediately. Once again, this Saturday, here's what I'm doing. This Saturday, I'm hosting a goldenmastermind.com clinic. That's here it is, goldenmastermind.com prospecting clinic. So that will be this Saturday, goldenmastermind.com clinic, $99, 2 hours live prospecting. I'm in the process of rebuilding my website. I have a lot of exciting things happening very, very soon. And my team and I are going to bring some great content to free enterprise in 2019. So my new book will be out. So you have an outstanding afternoon. Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Have a great day.